Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. How are you guys doing? You just tuned into Black Nerds Biblecast. That's right. So this is the portion of my podcast in which I just talk about God's Word, talk about the Bible. And we have a wonderful segment today dealing with the Beatitudes. And this has been a wonderful journey going through this. So it's Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So this is a phenomenal, it's really short, but the segment is not short. I kind of went a little long, but I'm telling you one thing about enjoying God's word. Sometimes when you get into it, you begin to open up God's word and it begins to just expand on its own. So I hope you enjoy this. Hopefully you share this with anybody. Also, before I go into this, also share this. I'm on different podcast catchers. So I'm on iTunes. I'm also on Google Play, Chromecast. I'm on Pocket Cast. I'm on Overcast. I'm on Stitcher, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio. And if you catch me on Anchor, you can catch me on Anchor too. It's where I make my own podcast there. So go to anchor.fm or even download the Anchor app. And you can actually look for my podcast there, because also that's where I usually put like maybe a song or two at the end of it. And I can only do that through Anchor. So, you know, in case you want to hear the little extra song at the end of it, you're more than welcome to do that too. Catch me there at Anchor. But I'm on a number of podcasts out there. So again, you know, hopefully you enjoy it and share this podcast with someone that maybe need to hear some encouragement. And that's really what my focus is, and sharing God's word with people. So again, sit back, relax, and enjoy this next segment of Black Nerds Biblecast. Excuse me. Hey, how you guys doing? So this is your guy, Larry. So we're back at it again, and we're been going through the series of the devotional of the Beatitudes. And basically, as we've been recording this, pretty much of a blessing in a way, just to kind of understand the Beatitudes from Jesus's perspective. This is Christ who's pretty much talking to individuals or to the group of his followers in his day. And pretty much we're kind of getting a more intimate setting, I believe. As I read this, I feel like I'm one of the people in the crowd that is actually sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to him as he speaks on these things. So I've been really enjoying this journey through the Beatitudes. I don't know about you, but if you missed any of the episodes, you know, feel free to go back and check out some of my previous Biblecast episodes. So without further ado, we're gonna get into the eighth Beatitude, which is found in Matthew 5:8. And it reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Now, at this point, this is a pretty straightforward verse. What I like about our devotionals is that pretty much what I do is I read the devotional part. So that's kind of what we're going to do right now. So the sixth Beatitude echoes Psalms 24:3-5. "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their soul to what is false and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation." Clean hands and pure hearts denotes integrity, singleness of devotion, undivided loyalty. Integrity goes well beyond avoiding deceit and bad behavior. The root of integrity is wholeness, meaning that our actions are not choices we put on or take off as may seem convenient. They stem from the whole of our being. Purity of heart arises not from perfection of our will, but from reception of God's grace. It is the person of integrity who will see God, quote unquote. While the Bible is clear that God is invisible and dwells in unapproachable light, the pure in heart can perceive and sense God's reality in this life. In fact, without integrity, the deceits we propagate may eventually make us unable to perceive the truth. We inevitably begin to believe our own fabrications. The impure have no desire to see God, but those who are part of Christ's kingdom are blessed because they see reality as it truly is, including the reality of God. What might a pure heart look like in the workplace? We can determine how much of this blessing we have received by asking ourselves, how much commitment do I have to integrity when I might be able to get away with skillful deception? Do I refuse to let my opinion of someone be shaped by gossip and innuendo, no matter how juicy? To what extent are my actions and words accurate reflections of what is in my heart? Now, here's a reflection or something to think about. Are there areas of life where you choose to deceive yourself or others? How do those choices serve you? And how do they not serve you? Very, very good devotional today. And I'm so glad to share this with you. Let's talk about this. And first of all, what do you think about this so far? So I want to pick up on the devotional part of this where it says, how it echoes to Psalms 24, 3 through 5, where they quote it, where it says, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place?" And then the part that I really like is, "Those who have clean hands and pure hearts who do not lift up their soul to what is false and do not swear deceitfully, for they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation." Emphasis in this part is who have clean hands and pure heart, and then also not lift up their soul to what is false and do not swear deceitfully. So I notice in this here, like they said, clean hands and pure hearts denote integrity, singleness of devotion, undivided loyalty. Integrity goes well beyond deceit and bad behavior. The root of integrity is wholeness. Okay, meaning that our actions are not choices we put on or take off as may seem convenient. They stem from the whole of our being. Purity of heart arises not from perfection of our will, but from reception of God's grace. Okay, so I want to continue with that thought because it's important. This verse is a very, very deep, and I want to almost say it is spiritual, but it's intimately spiritual. And the reason why I say that, because it says that, you know, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, the pure in heart, in my opinion, is a place in which your heart becomes pure. It's not anything like it says. It's not anything that you do. It's not anything that you do. It is that in which you become. It's that place in which your heart becomes pure. So in the Christian life, you know, we start off, you know, as impure hearts. Our hearts are not pure in the very beginning. We're considered sinners. Remember, the Bible tells us that we are sinners saved by grace. And that's the key right there, what it says in the devotional. It says that has nothing to do with the actions of what we take, but the reception of God's grace. So when we receive God's grace as the reward, then the process begins in which we become pure. We become that being pure means so much, not anything that we've done, but what God does in us. There is a process through the process of salvation and the process of conversion even, that we become more and more like God. We become more and more like Christ. And when I say that, I'm not saying anything that's blasphemous or anything in this way. When I say become more and more like God, because this is what God intended. God intends for you and I to, first of all, receive the seed of salvation. And through that seed of salvation, we become more Christ-like, and we become more God-like in our character, in our ways, in our walk. Other words, it's almost like, remember the term in salvation where it says born again? Born again is a literal spiritual term, meaning that you are blessed with the seed, and that seed begins to grow in you. Remember, the Bible also talks about that when you receive Christ, they said that he will come into you and he will be in you and live through you. Remember this too. This whole process has nothing to do with how good you are, or how your efforts of trying to be good and now you're achieving this goodness and this greatness or purity. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the purity of heart, meaning the process of God and him working his way through you. And remember this, it also has to do with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Trinity, aids in this process of conversion and this becoming more and more like Christ, more and more like God. So remember, I'm still trying to stay focused on the verse here. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, I want to kind of get away from what I was talking about and go to the last part of that verse where it says they will see God. Do you know, as a Christian, as we're going through this life, we're obeying God to the best of our ability. In other words, and it's not even to us. The more we surrender our lives unto the Lord, the more we surrender, we become more and more like him, like I said before. But what winds up happening is that the reward, our destination is heaven. Our destination is to be in the kingdom of God. Our destination is ultimately to be one with God. Our destination ultimately is be in the presence of God. Our destination is also to see God as he is. There's a couple of verses in which they mention in this devotional, and he talks about in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 17 and 6, chapter 6, verse 16. And it says that, it is the person of integrity who will see, quote unquote, see God, while the Bible is clear that God is invisible and dwells in unapproachable light. The pure in heart can perceive and sense God's reality in this life. In fact, without integrity, the deceit we propagate may eventually make us unable to perceive the truth. We inevitably begin to believe our own fabrications. The impure have no desire to see God, but those who are part of Christ's kingdom are blessed because they see the reality as it truly is, including the reality of God. It's phenomenal because I really see in our walk with the Lord as we go through this life on earth that our ultimate destination, our ultimate place, our home will be in that unapproachable light. Remember, it's considered unapproachable because we cannot approach it in the form, in the physical form that we are in. But through the life of Christ, through walking through with Christ, our hearts and our souls are being prepared to that ultimate destination. When it's time for us to leave, when it's time for us to depart, in different times, of course, I mean, others, all of us will be passing away at different times of our lives. But when that happens, those of us that are in Christ, our hearts and our minds will be prepared ultimately to see God, to be one with God, ultimately going into that destination place. So in the meantime, we're striving and we're walking this life with hopefully with the concept of integrity. And then also just begin to walking it out on a day to day. How does this happen practically? I want to get to this point. Practically, what does this look like? I will say this: with every waking moment of your life, I think the goal is to wake up every day and to talk to God. It's a relationship. It's not a thing of do's and don'ts. The relationship has nothing to do with deeds in meaning that the deeds as in, you know, I got to do this. I got a list of things that you got to do. Not unless these are what God has designed you to do for during the will of God, which that will come and you will know that. Each of us has a path. Each of us has a designed set of things that we are going to do here on earth. Those you may be listening and you probably already know what God has called you to do. And that's the same way it is with me. For me, it's the same thing. It's simply to be a vessel, to be used of God, to basically to declare His word, to share His love, His gospel, His message, to be Christ-like in the workplace that I work, to be Christ-like around the people that I associate with, and ultimately doing God's will every single day of my life. That, what does that look like for you? Everybody has their own assignment, if I can call it an assignment, until it's time for us to go home. I really think that the pursuit of Christ, and if you're a new believer, one of the beautiful things about being a new believer is the quest of going into this newfound relationship that you've never been in before. You might have lived out your life before. You might have done whatever you've done, been married, maybe gotten your first job, maybe you got your first car, your first home, had your first child. It may be all those wonderful things that we do in life. I mean, really life, you know, it can be very simple. It can be. Sometimes it is challenging. It is because it's considered life. It's considered life. Life on this world and this planet that we call Earth, it's not going to be easy because the planet is not easy. The world is not easy. Life is not easy. It does come with lots of difficulties and challenges even. But with that, God aids us through every ups and downs of life. The Holy Spirit empowers us to go through the challenges of life, go through the loss of life, go through the provisions of life, just all kind of things. There's a happiness, there's sadness, there's sometimes anger, sometimes disappointments, sometimes victories, sometimes, you know, just there's wonderful things that happen. But it doesn't stop God from being God. It doesn't stop him from doing what he wants to in your life. And what we need to learn to do is we need to learn to yield and to surrender to him. So this is the thing. In another practical way is surrendering your will to his will. If you want to know the will of God in your life, surrender your will to his will. Other words, what does that mean? Larry, what does that mean? Explain that to me. Every day you wake up, pray, God, I want your will to be done in my life. I do no longer my plans, but your plans. Whatever it is you want me to do, whatever it is you desire me to do, whatever it is that you want, I am willing to serve whatever it is that you want me to do. And wait patiently. Prepare yourself, read his word and pray to God and worship and praise God every single day of your life. And you'll begin to see, he will prepare your mind and your heart, and you'll begin to see and give you clues to see exactly what it is that you are walking into or having you to do. The most exciting thing in life is to discover what it is that God wants for you. The discovery is like Christmas. it's like a present that has not been opened yet. And it's starting to be revealed. And you start to get clues. You start to shake the box. You start to hear whether it's rattling or not. As you get closer to your purpose, you begin to see little clues. And you say, okay, I see now, this is how God places me. Remember, life is all kind of twists and turns and different paths. And every single one of us, those of you that are listening to me right now, are on a totally different path than me. Just like I'm on a totally different path than you. So what does that mean? That means that God has us all over this planet, all over this world, doing different things for him. If we're yielding our plans to his plans. Amen. Wow. I think this is a wonderful verse to meditate on. It's a wonderful verse to just remember. It says, blessed or happy is the pure in heart, for they will see God. I think that this is like I said before, this is a ultimate reward and for the long destination through life into eternity. This is an eternal ending, an eternal reward for us is to see God. Amen. I'm reminded of watching the movie about Moses years ago when I was a kid, and Moses was not able to see God. He only was able to see the hind parts of God. That means he was only able to see the backside of God. He couldn't look upon God because he would be destroyed. He could not live. No man could look in God's face and live. That's how holy and pure God is. And that's the same thing with us. In other words, the privilege that we have is accepting Christ in our lives. Ultimately, when we pass and when we die from this life, Remember, death is just a doorway into eternal life. And I mean eternal. When I say eternal life, I mean eternal life with God. Spending eternity with the God of the universe, the God of creation, and being able to close your eyes in this life and open your eyes in eternity with God. That moment is pure bliss. I can only imagine what it is. Those of you that have lost loved ones that are in Christ, that have lived a life in church, and you know, like I have too. I've lost my father and my mother, and just recently a former pastor that I served under. These people, they served, you know, unending path of service to God by preaching His word and serving in the church, and now they're on the other side. They're in heaven. They now see God face to face. They now see the glorious beauty. Remember, you know, there's a verse in Revelations where it says that the sun and the moon will not shine on the new heaven and new earth because God will be their light. So imagine God, not just as God Himself as He is, and we see Him as He is, but the glory that emits from Him is so awesome that there needs to be no sun. There'll never be a nighttime because God will be their light. Amen. Wow. It's amazing when we go through these devotions and when I read the scriptures and stuff, but I'm reminded of how God begins to open up just a small verse such as that. And the more you think about it, the more you dwell on it, how powerful in which God says, I want you to listen to this verse and understand what it truly means. There is one more thing. When you read God's word, always remember that what you read on the surface is not always what the Holy Spirit wants you to see. Sometimes we read something of God from the Bible and we just say, that's what it is. But sometimes God wants you to stay right there and He wants you to meditate on that and think on that. And there's a lot of times where on my devotional times, I'll read something and I'll dwell on it and in a sense chew on it spiritually and just kind of like, okay, and I'm going to think on this for a while. And God begins to open up more of what He's meaning behind that. And this is why the Bible, the Word of God, is such a special book and special, it's just powerful. Those that are out there that just read the Bible just on the surface, you'll never get the intimate truths and the most spiritual, prolific meanings behind it, not unless you allow God to open up your heart and your mind and says, this is what I'm really meaning. This is what I'm saying this, but ultimately I'm actually saying that. And you only have to know that because of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit begins to work in your mind and your heart. Amen. I apologize because in a way I go in one direction and I hear what God is saying, and He really does help me and He really does assist me when I read something and I get excited. And so, those of you that are listening right now, excuse my length of time here, but I just want you to really read God's word and allow it to be the reward of your soul. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that this Biblecast has been a blessing, and this reading of God's word been a blessing unto you. And don't forget to share this with someone. Make sure you look for me on my all the social media where I'm at. I'm on Instagram at Black Nerd For You at Instagram. And then I'm also on Twitter. So look for me there at Larry at Black Nerd. And also Facebook at Black Nerd 46. And also look for me on anchor.fm/BlackNerd46. Or dash 46. And remember, spell Black Nerd, that's BLKNERD. Okay. And then also, those of you that have already found me, okay, that's great. And also share the podcast with others. I appreciate that. I really appreciate those that subscribe. I really, you know, like I said, I'm enjoying the fact that people are actually listening to this podcast, which I'm appreciative of. But I'm also even more appreciate if you share it as well. Share this podcast with those that, especially those that you know, you feel the Lord is leading you to share God's word with someone else. So definitely, I appreciate that if you can do that too. And constantly pray for me. Pray for me as I'm going through, you know, creating this podcast or this Bible cast, and just pray your prayers for, you know, having the Lord direct me and guide me on which way to go, and also giving me God's word too as well. Okay. So again, thank you so much, and I will catch you guys next time. In the meantime, stay blessed and be safe. Have a good day.